Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rhett Lewis, NFL Network, right now. Been a minute since we've been able to have Rhett on the show. So great to have you, my man. How are you?
Doing quite well. Thank you very much. I'm actually just getting ready to head to Lincoln, Nebraska. I get to call part of the radio broadcast from my alma mater, Indiana University football, playing at Nebraska this week.
So, okay.
Excited about that. And and back to LA Sunday for Football Sunday, baby.
And no doubt what one of the things that you'll be talking about, which is very, very unfortunate, but I mean, what is your take on this right now? We all know what the fan snap thought is. The NFL's in a controversial situation, but the NFL just sort of says, look, we're going to do what we're going to do, and we know that you're going to be here on Sunday to watch football. But this really grabbed the Adam's apple of so many. So where does the league go over the next week on this tour situation, Rhett?
Well, look, I am not a neurologist, and I would venture a guess that most of the people commenting on this are also not neurologists or neurotrauma consultants, and therefore we are not experts, and we are in no place to really say whether or not someone has a head injury. We can look at it and say, man, that looks bad, I hope everything's all right, and all that sort of thing, which is kind of the collective, which is not what's going on right now. Now, look, let's understand this. I think we're all human, and we all see what happened, and we're like, holy smokes, that looks awful, right? That looks terrible, especially considering what we all saw on Sunday, right? And so without getting into the specifics of what you know, the investigation said, what he was diagnosed with, what he wasn't diagnosed with, and all of that, here are a couple of things that I know. And I come at this from a little bit of a different perspective because my dad was in sports medicine, was a head athletic trainer in the NFL for 40 years. Now, we know more now about concussions than we ever have. And that information and that understanding only continues to grow. Number two, and I can say this from, you know, my perspective being around my dad and understanding a lot of his other colleagues with the 30 plus NFL teams, there's not a head athletic trainer and a team doctor at a NFL facility that would knowingly say, well, guys, look, Tua's got a bad concussion, but we should probably just throw him out there anyway. Like, that doesn't happen, regardless of what people want to understand. The second part of it is everyone reacts to head injuries differently. And, you know, there is no way for us to say, all right, Tua had a head injury, but 13 days later, and everyone else who suffers a head injury 13 days later, they'll be able to play on the 14th day. Or 6 days later, there's just everyone reacts to them differently. Everyone suffers them differently. It's hard just to lump everything in together and say, he shouldn't have been playing, we know best. I think the thing, you know, because the thing that obviously is hard to deal with is, you know, the visual aspect of what we all saw. You know, none of us were in the locker room, we weren't in the training room, we weren't in the doctor's offices, we don't know what they talked about, what they said. I would like to give medical staffs generally the benefit of the doubt, right? and especially doctors whose Hippocratic oath is to do no harm. So that part of it, you know, I look at it and I'm like, I'm not gonna judge, you know, the diagnosis without being an expert myself. Other than to say it's possible Tua didn't react to the concussion or didn't react to whatever happened to him, until days later, until, you know, a couple hours before kickoff last night. Like, you know, we don't know, everything that happened, other than to say, maybe there's ways we can tweak the protocol moving forward to better understand what's going on with the player, to better, evaluate, you know, more and more extensively. I mean, there are layers and layers and layers of this evaluation process, you know, each week for each player anyway. I guess that's probably the only thing that I can say. Like, let's continue to look at ways to improve, you know, the evaluation and the understanding of the protocol. I don't know what else can be done.
And that's well said, and I appreciate your perspective with what your dad did for a living, because he was cleared by an independent neurologist. But isn't a part of the protocol having a clear and obvious concussion symptom, which it appears Tua had on the field on Sunday, where he couldn't really walk back to the line of scrimmage? Yeah.
Well, it appears is the right word to use,
right?
Because we don't know, and unless Tua truthfully and honestly says, guys, I was feeling a little fuzzy, and I probably, you know, we probably should have reevaluated this thing. I mean, like, I know that I have, in my old age, right, I'm 39 years old.
Oh,
like,
poor man, 39, man. You may want to start. You may want to craft a will at 39, Red.
Yeah, you know, you're right. But like, I get out of bed and I wobble a little bit. I'm not saying that's what happens.
Just wait.
I'm just saying there are other reasons why you might stumble a little bit. And I'm not trying. Look, I know this probably sounds like I'm trying to make excuses for the team. I have no allegiance to the Dolphins. I have no allegiance to what they ended up doing or what they will do moving forward. I'm just saying, like, we need to take like a 360 degree view of this thing, you know, moving forward. And I do understand the idea of the clear and obvious. All I can say is, like, what did Tua say? What did the doctors see? What did they all talk about together? Until we really know that, like, I don't know that we're going to be able to make a sound judgment on this thing.
Rhett Lewis, NFL Network, with us on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. We're heading in to week four, one game in. Obviously, the situation we're talking about. But, Rhett, you know, somewhere in here was also just the fact that one of the two remaining unbeaten teams lost last night. We are one game into week four, and we've got one undefeated team. The NFL always has parity. Is it at an even higher level this year, do you think?
Oh, without question. I mean, like, without question. And then, like, what, we only have two winless teams, right? So, you know, both sides of it, I think we're seeing, I think this is going to make for a phenomenal year. I think, you know, like, at the midway point, you know, when we all do our, all right, let's reevaluate our Super Bowl picks and our playoff picks, like, you might have eight new teams, you know, that you're considering, seven new teams in each conference that you're considering. So that's really cool. I love that about this league. And I love that there's not like this overwhelming juggernaut, right? There's not like an Alabama or a Georgia of the NFL right now where you're like, oh, nobody's beating this team, you know, until the last game of the season, if then. Right. That's the best part about this. And so I hope there is some opportunity to see some new teams in the postseason and to see some, you know, some players and some teams that have had some negative narratives about themselves kind of work their way out of that and give themselves an opportunity, you know, to be in this thing come week 15, 16, 17, 18.
Speaking of negative narratives, the 49ers at 1-2 with a quarterback who was supposed to be the next big thing gets hurt on a run play, and now a quarterback that was fired comes back. You're 1-2, hosting the Rams. What's your bigger picture view of this negative Nancy narrative team that we have here, the 49ers?
Oh, boy.
Well said.
Yeah.
That's our show in a nutshell right there, Rhett.
Right, there it is. You know, it's like I'm a little, you know, like I imagine it's frustrating, right? You know, I imagine it's frustrating for Kyle too, and for John Lynch, and for everybody who's kind of put their fingerprints on this whole club to be like, well, we prepared for this whole scenario, and well, now we got to kind of go back to kind of piecing things together the way we did in 2019, which got us into the Super Bowl and, you know, one deep ball away from maybe winning that thing. And then, you know, the last couple of years, dealing with injuries and then still finding a way to be competitive late in the year. I still think this team can be a playoff team. There's just too much talent. Now, the Trent Williams thing is going to hurt. Like, how long is he going to be out? Like, how long is that going to nag him? You know, once he does try to get back onto the field, like, that worries me a little bit. But I think there's enough good players, particularly up front on defense, to remain competitive. And, like, look at the NFC West, though. Like, who's the Rams?
Yeah.
While, you know, the Rams, while they got blown out, you know, against Buffalo, they've come back and they've won a couple here, but not, like, overwhelmingly, right? The Seahawks are not, certainly not a juggernaut. And the Cardinals, like, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, I guess, if, you know, they go 5-12 or if they go 12-5. Like, they could, that team, it just feels so weirdly either way. I don't know what to expect from them. So, like, say the 49ers are going to be in this thing, like, till the end, almost no matter what, right? Unless, you know, they get another, like, awful rash of injuries. So, while it's frustrating now, it's like, look at the rest of the division, man. You're going to be in play for this thing.
Red,
it's the NFC East for the last 5 years.
Yeah, no, everybody's freaking out, but they're in first place if they win on Monday night. So, like, I mean, they, you know, that's where we're at. Red, just awesome to have you, man. Thank you so much for hopping on.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.